Judges chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah. There he saw a young woman who was a Philistine. He went back and told his father and his mother, "I saw a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as a wife." But his father and mother said to him, "Is there no suitable woman among the young women of your relatives and among all our people that you must go to take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?" Samson insisted to his father, "No, get her for me, because in my eyes she is the right one." His father and mother did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an opportunity to confront the Philistines, who were ruling Israel at this time. So Samson and his mother and father went down to Timnah, and as they approached the vineyards at Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring to meet him. At that moment, the Spirit of the Lord powerfully rushed upon Samson, and he tore the young lion in two as if he were tearing apart a young goat. He did this with his bare hands, but he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and spoke to the woman. In the eyes of Samson, she was the right one. After some days, when he returned to take her as his wife, he turned aside to look at the carcass of the lion, and to his surprise, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. So Samson scraped out some honey with his hands, and he ate it as he was walking along. As he walked alongside his father and mother, he gave them some of the honey, and they ate, but he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey out of the carcass of the lion. His father met with the woman, and Samson held a wedding feast there, as young men were accustomed to do. When the Philistines saw him, they selected 30 young men to serve as attendants. Samson said to them, "Allow me to tell you a riddle. If you figure out the solution and tell me within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you are not able to tell me, you will give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." So they said to him, "Tell your riddle, let us hear it." Samson said to them, "Out of the eater comes something to eat. Out of the strong comes something sweet." But they were not able to solve the riddle for 3 days. Then on the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, "Persuade your husband so that he can tell us the solution to the riddle, or we will set you on fire with the house of your father. You invited us in order to take our property, didn't you?" Samson's wife cried on his shoulder and said, "You certainly hate me and do not love me. You told a riddle to my people, but you have not explained it to me." Samson said to her, "Look, I have not told even my father and my mother, and I should tell you." But she cried to him for the rest of the 7-day feast. Finally, on the 7th day, he told her, because she kept nagging him. Then she explained the riddle to the Philistine young men. So the men of the town said to Samson on the 7th day, just before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" But he said to them, "If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 men from there. Then he took the clothing that he stripped off them and gave the clothing to the men who had solved the riddle. He was burning with anger as he went back to his father's house. Meanwhile, the Philistines gave Samson's wife to one of the men who had attended him. Chapter 15. After a number of days during the wheat harvest, Samson came to visit his wife and brought a kid goat with him. He said, "Let me go into my wife's room." But her father did not let him go in. Her father said, "I was so convinced that you hated her that I gave her to your companion. Isn't her younger sister better than she is? Please take her for yourself instead of her older sister." Samson said to them, "I am not responsible for the harm I am about to do to the Philistines." And Samson went and captured 300 foxes, took torches, tied the foxes tail to tail, and fastened a torch between each pair of tails. He set fire to the torches and released the foxes into the standing grain of the Philistines. He burned up sheaves of grain, the standing grain, the vineyards, and the olive groves. The Philistines asked, "Who did this?" They were told, "Samson, the son-in-law of the man from Timnah, did it, because the man took Samson's wife, and gave her to his companion. So the Philistines went up and burned her and her father to death. At that, Samson said to them, "Since you would do something like this, I will take revenge on you. Then I will stop." He ripped them to pieces in a devastating attack. Then he went down and stayed in the cleft in the rock of Etam. Meanwhile, the Philistines went up, set up camp in Judah, and occupied the territory around Lehi. The men of Judah asked, "Why have you come up against us?" They said, "We have come up to tie up Samson, to do to him as he did to us." So 3,000 men from Judah went down to the cleft in the rock of Etam. They said to Samson, "Don't you know that the Philistines are now ruling over us? So what is this you have done to us?" Samson answered them, "As they did to me, so I did to them." They said to him, "We have come down to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you will not attack me yourselves." They said to him, "We will not. We will indeed tie you up and hand you over to them, but we will not kill you." Then they tied him up with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When Samson came to Lehi, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting a war cry. But then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon Samson, and the ropes around his shoulders were like flax charred by fire, and the ropes melted off his wrists. Samson found the fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it. With it he struck down 1,000 men. Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey I have struck down 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw the jawbone out of his hand, and he named the place Ramoth Lehi. Then he became very thirsty, and he called to the Lord, "You placed this great victory into the hand of your servant. Shall I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" Then God split the hollow that is in Lehi, and water came out of it. Samson drank, his vitality was restored, and he was revived. For this reason he called the place En-Hakkore, which remains in Lehi to this day. Samson judged Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.